Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today, we are joined with our weekly update with Leanne Gillon, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Leanne, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Sarah.
There's a lot to talk about, and it doesn't really feel positive in the world of COVID-19 and preventing the pandemic. But since we last talked before the 4th of July, we talked a lot about group gatherings and how to do that safely. And the numbers have increased. Today, there was an article that was published by the Denver Post listing La Plata County as one of the counties that has increased double digits in our count numbers. Let's talk about that.
The state of Colorado is definitely seeing an increase in cases in many locations. And some of this is related to, we've talked about, there is some kind of stay-at-home fatigue and quarantine fatigue, and people really want to get back to as much normal life as possible. I think, unfortunately, for those of us in tourist communities in locations in Colorado, this has led to, we've been opening up our economies at the same time that tourism around the state has seen an uptick, and the combination of opening things up and having visitors coming through at a much higher volume than folks were coming through earlier in this pandemic has appeared to really increase cases in certain locations, and La Plata County unfortunately has not been shielded from that.
And it's Archuleta too. I mean, maybe not as great of a number, but Archuleta numbers appear to be going up as well.
We are seeing increases in both counties that are served by San Juan Basin Public Health. And we see increases both in cases that we investigate for residents that live here. We're also seeing a pretty sizable uptick in both counties for cases that we are investigating and doing the contact tracing and issuing, quarantine orders and getting tests for contacts and potentially issuing isolation orders. But these aren't counted in our case count because the index case lived someplace else and was infectious while they were in our community, either working or visiting.
Which just seems so crazy to be able to monitor that and to record that and to do the data around that. San Juan Basin Public Health Department's website, I know, has been working tirelessly in their dashboard of information, and has, you guys have pivoted a lot in the information that you're giving, and changed to hear what community members are saying. Recently, the data has been announced that it's non-residents that have tested positive in La Plata County. Why the change, and why put that information out there?
Well, I think that, I think that that's exactly right. We do change what we deliver to the community on the data dashboard, and that's because this is an evolving situation, right? We've been at this for months, but we've always been clear that the playbook isn't written. We're writing the playbook as we're battling the pandemic. So what information is valuable to the community for making decisions, changes as we learn more? And we did get some feedback, in the last couple of weeks that people wanted to see more of the information about cases that we were investigating that ultimately don't get counted in our case count because the individuals don't live here. So we had that suggestion and we added it in because, there's a couple of reasons. One is it demonstrates that there is still virus in the community and we're seeing an increase in how much, how often people are testing positive in the community. And we may contact you as a contact of someone and say, hey, you have been potentially exposed. We want you to watch for symptoms. We want you to go in for testing. We're not going to tell you about the index case because that's not something we do when we're contact tracing. But you may not see that case appear on our database if that person lives elsewhere because they're counted in a different community. And that started to feel kind of confusing for community members. So we're like, okay, well, we'll include data about cases we're investigating that live in other jurisdictions just so we can paint a fuller picture of what this looks like for all of us.
And for all of us on the national scale, Leanne, it U.S.'s trajectory of tests are spiking at a rate that we didn't even see in the spring. It feels like it's getting out of control from a public health perspective. Do you feel like it's containable, or is this just kind of what we're going to live with?
These choices are ours to make as communities, and it's how much social distancing can we practice? You know, are we willing as a community to wear face coverings when we can't guarantee 6-foot distance between other individuals or people who are not members of our household? You know, there is some data out there that if 80% of us are wearing face coverings when we're out and about taking care of business, we can really do a much better job of containing virus. You know, and we've talked about this before. These studies are, you know, observational studies comparing communities to communities. All of the information isn't in yet on COVID-19 because it's a brand new virus where, you know, people are studying it every day. But the best science that we have at this time tells us that face coverings are hugely important. Maintaining social distance is hugely important. And the more of that we do, the better able we will be at controlling disease. Now, if we compare something like La Plata County to San Juan County, New Mexico, right? San Juan County, New Mexico has roughly twice the population that La Plata County has. It has 20 times the cases that La Plata County has. So what we know is that once virus becomes really present in your community, it gets harder and harder to contain because it grows faster than we can address it, right? We only have to look one county to the south of us to see exactly what can happen. So, you know, I think there's forks in the road. There's decisions we can make. You know, unfortunately, San Juan County, New Mexico had their spike earlier in this kind of long-term issue that the whole country is facing and didn't have all of the information about how best to prevent spread, didn't have, you know, the infrastructure in place. We hopefully, as we start to see that increase in cases, you know, in Colorado, can say, well, we've put more things in place and we won't see our cases grow that quickly. There's a lot of ifs there, though, right? There's a lot of people that need to be paddling in the same direction to kind of unequivocally say we're going to be able to contain it.
Absolutely. And I think that shows of things that we are doing right here in a smaller community. But now we're being recognized by the Denver Post as increasing in double digits to maintain that. And as you mentioned, you're writing the playbook as you're playing the game. Other than hand washing, social distancing, and face coverings, what else are we learning as we're writing this playbook?
Stay home if you're sick is one that we want to really remind people to do. Go in and get a test if you're symptomatic. And, you know, it's one step at a time as a community. It's really important, you know, that we, to be a healthy community, we have to figure out how to coexist with this virus for the next, you know, period of time, right? So it's kind of follow the rules. Let's get, you know, things open and back to normal. It's really important that, you know, kids get back in school, that educational opportunities are available, that people can take care of their mental health, that they can see friends and family. But the question remains is how do we do that safely? And, you know, it's pay attention to what you're doing when you're engaging in those activities so that we're all less likely to catch or spread virus.
Lee Angelon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Anything else you'd like to add for us here today?
No, thank you. Unfortunately, we're not looking at the end of these discussions for quite some time.
Thanks so much for joining us here today on KSUT.